welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You've got a poem coming up here that I'm about to introduce, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, that really addresses something that at least I hadn't really thought about, which is the conflict between resistance type exercise and aerobic exercise and how these two might be synergistic or antagonistic in terms of helping people. There's obviously an association between higher levels of physical activity and lower rates of many chronic diseases, and particularly obesity. And we know that physical inactivity is one component of reduced life expectancy. And we know that energy expenditure is a result of resting, energy expenditure, in other words, heat production for the maintenance of body temperature, yada, 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 thermogenesis, and also physical activity. You know, what is less well known is the optimal management of the obese, specifically the elderly and particularly the frail elderly. We know that we need to be careful, and we know that there needs to be a combination of diet and exercise and behavioral modifications. The poem that you identified for us this week, again, published in the New England Journal 2017, it starts on page 1943. It asks the clinical, or it attempts to answer the clinical question, in obese older adults with mild to moderate frailty, what is the best exercise program, and how do we understand both aerobic and resistant exercise? Mark, perhaps you can give us sort of the overview and what they concluded.
Sure. This study identified 160 obese older adults, and as you said, they all had mild to moderate frailty based on a standardized test of physical function, and they were all considered healthy enough to be able to participate in exercise programs. The average age was 70 years, about two-thirds were women. Their average BMI was 37, so this is a fairly obese group that's approaching morbid obesity, which is usually defined as 40 or above. They randomized them into one of four groups: aerobic exercise plus weight loss, resistance exercise, or, you know, weightlifting plus weight loss, both types of exercise plus weight loss, and no intervention. Go sit on the couch, watch TV. The aerobic and weight training was in 3 one-hour sessions weekly. Of the 160 patients, most, 141, completed the study. It was only a six-week trial, so fairly short-term, and I think that's one of the limitations. Obviously, lots and lots of studies of weight loss and exercise have shown a very high recidivism rate of patients kind of falling off the wagon. So the outcomes were assessed by persons who were masked to the intervention, which is good. At the end of the study, persons in the intervention groups, all three of the groups that had an intervention, lost an average of 8 to 10% of their body weight. The best physiologic and functional outcomes were in those that did both kinds of training, resistance and aerobic exercise. The improvements in strength in this group were similar to the group that did resistance training alone. There was a theory that the researchers had that perhaps doing both would mitigate the benefits of each type of exercise, but that wasn't the case. Exercise wasn't without risks, actually. Interestingly, even in this fairly short, small, six-week study, 140 patients, there were episodes of atrial fibrillation and, of course, a variety of kind of joint and back pains. So the bottom line, in obese, frail, or mild to moderately frail older adults who are starting an exercise program, weight loss accompanied by resistance training plus aerobic training gives you the best gains in terms of physical function, weight loss, and physical performance.
The magic here is in somehow motivating our patients to do that, specifically those who are obese. It's coming up with the right rewards and incentives and encouragement to get them to try this.
We've talked about this before, designing communities that are healthy, communities that can support or have the infrastructure for walking and for getting outside and, you know, community, YMCAs and things like that. Unfortunately, a lot of our patients, particularly as they get older, can become isolated, can have difficulty accessing those things. There may not be sidewalks where they live, or it may not be safe for them to get out and walk. So there's certainly some challenges.
We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.